Good morning, everyone, for WRCO News. I'm Todd Coppernall. 60 degrees right now in Richland Center under partly cloudy, mostly sunny skies, headed to a high today of 81. In the news this morning, the Richland County Executive and Finance Standing Committee has scheduled its next meeting for Monday, July 27th at 5 p.m. The session will take place in the Richland County Boardroom, where committee members will address several key items impacting county operations and infrastructure. A significant portion of the agenda will be dedicated to financial and facility planning. Members will conduct a review of mandatory versus non-mandatory services to better understand the county's obligations and priorities. Additionally, the committee will engage in a discussion and consider possible action regarding the Comprehensive Facility Improvement Plan, alongside a proposal to transfer funds from Fund 370 to Fund 360, specifically for Simons. The committee is also slated to review the potential use of a bid packet for tax deeds. The meeting will also include a closed session. The chair may entertain a motion to enter this private session pursuant to Wisconsin statutes to consider employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data for the county administrator. Following any private deliberations, the committee will return to open session to take action on any items resulting from the closed session. The Richland Center Park Board is preparing for its upcoming meeting Monday, July 27th at 5 p.m. in the Community Center meeting room. Key items on the agenda include recommendations to fill a vacant citizen member seat, the acceptance of a non-monetary sign donation from Robert Totten, and the approval of the 2027 fee schedule for the Park and Recreation Department. The board will also handle the approval of monthly bills and review reports from the Budget, Recreation Director, Woodman Senior Center Coordinator, and Park Board President. Reflecting on the previous meeting held June 29th, the board elected Catherine Lewandowski as president and Pat Elliott as vice president, with Jody Meaton serving as secretary. Members approved extending the operating schedule for mobile dessert and food establishments on city park properties to 7 days a week. Recent reports highlighted a busy season for local recreation, including successful events like Cops and Bobbers, Kids Night Out, and a pickleball tournament. The community pool overcame early seasonal challenges with flooding and pump maintenance to open ahead of schedule with robust pass sales. Meanwhile, the Woodman Senior Center reported a sold-out Brewers game and introduced new programs like bingo size and health presentations. The meeting concluded with positive feedback on park maintenance and a note regarding necessary footbridge repairs. The Richland Center City Plan Commission recently addressed several significant land use and zoning matters affecting the community. One item involved the proposed conveyance of city-owned property at 929 West Seminary Street to Lydia's House Ministries. The commission recommended approval of this transfer to the City Council, finding that the continued operation of the site as a transitional housing shelter aligns with the residential designation of the future land use map. Because the facility has operated continuously since before 1990, the commission determined it constitutes a legal non-conforming use, meaning no further zoning changes are required for the transfer to proceed. In addition to the property conveyance, the commission reviewed a proposed amendment to Chapter 485 of the Code of Ordinances regarding electronic message center signs on public property. This amendment seeks to authorize these signs for governmental and educational entities while establishing clear performance standards for brightness, display duration, and residential buffering. While the proposal aims to close a current gap in the sign code that affects facilities like the Brewer Public Library, the commission recommended this to the City Council for approval. Finally, the commission considered a comprehensive draft ordinance designed to modernize the city's residential zoning. The proposal would repeal chapters 402 and 403 to create a unified R1, R2 single and two-family residential district. A major component of this update is introduction of standards for owner-occupied accessory dwelling units, which are intended to provide flexible housing options while maintaining neighborhood character. similar to the discussion on sign amendments. This ordinance was the subject of significant debate. No formal action was taken during the session, and the commission expects further review and revisions in future meetings. A tragic electric bicycle accident on Wednesday morning resulted in the death of a 68-year-old woman. The Sauk County Dispatch Center received a report of the crash at approximately 11:17 a.m. on Wednesday, occurring at a residence on Idlewild Road in the township of Merrimack in Sauk County. According to sheriff's deputies, the woman was traveling southbound down a hill on Idlewild Road near the intersection of Albright Drive when she apparently lost control of the electric bicycle. A witness at the scene reported seeing the rider traveling at a high rate of speed and heard her cry out just before the e-bike veered off the roadway and collided with a shed. The impact left the rider with severe injuries, including a significant torso laceration and suspected head trauma, despite the fact that she was wearing a helmet at the time. Bystanders provided immediate medical assistance until emergency responders arrived. The victim reportedly lost consciousness at the scene and was subsequently airlifted by MedFlight to a hospital in Madison. Despite medical efforts, she was later pronounced deceased due to the extent of her injuries. The Sauk County Sheriff's Office is currently investigating whether mechanical failure or rider inexperience contributed to the accident. The name of the deceased is being withheld pending further notification. A beanbag tournament will be held Saturday at the Richland Center Community Center, which will benefit a local organization known as Ryan's Root. Mark Chambers spoke recently about the group that aims to volunteer and do good things in memory of his son, Ryan.
We wanted to just kind of carry on what Ryan's legacy was. And Ryan's legacy was, I remember him telling Shelley one day, you know, Mom, I just want to find the good in people. I look for the good in people. And if we can do that, and if we can be some of that good, and we can help other people be some of that good, that kind of is our mantra. I think that when it all boils down, I think we are meant as people to just help other people. And if we can do that, we want to do it in a variety of different ways, however that looks, you know.
Activities will get underway late Saturday afternoon with registration and then plenty of food and fun.
So you can come on in anywhere between 3 and 4. Once that 4 o'clock time hits, then we're going to start making the brackets for who needs to play who and so on and so forth. And then around 4:30, we're going to start throwing bags. The other thing that's happening during that time is that we have, it's got to be the cheapest meal in town, I think. I don't know. We'll see. We have pulled pork sandwiches, we have mac and cheese, we have chips, we have a dessert provided by a couple different providers, Christy Sunnyside and Mariah Green, and then we also have waters or lemonade. And
Protesters interrupted a Madison police news conference Thursday demanding accountability after an officer shot and killed a man the day before. Police Chief John Patterson was cut off as demonstrators criticized city officials and the investigative process. The Wisconsin Department of Justice is leading the investigation into the shooting and says it will turn its findings over to the Dane County District Attorney's Office. Community members have identified the man killed as 38-year-old Corey Ruiz and say he was homeless.